I'm Haley Williams of the Buffalo Buttes, and you're listening to The Experience Hockey Talk.
Everyone, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey fans. My name is Michael Wimhoff, and we are brought to you by the Tilde Kilt Frederick. The Tilde Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilde Kilt girls. For more information on the Tilde Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today, December 26th, we're just going to do a quick run-through of the two games that the Caps played this season, the NWHL report and NHL news and notes, plus an announcement at the end of the show in regards to an event that will be happening between the Experience Hockey Talk and the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. And starting off first, we're going to December 20th, the Washington Capitals at the New York Rangers. Starting lineup for the Washington Capitals was Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom, TJ Oshie, Marcus Johansson with Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Justin Williams. Jason Schmier with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. Brooks Leick with Michael Latta and Andre Burakovsky. Defensive pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby starting in the net. In the first period for the Washington Capitals, it started off with Justin Williams getting called for hooking at 4:21. Then at 12:03, Justin Williams scored his ninth of the season, assisted by Taylor Chorney and John Carlson, their fourth and 20th of the season, respectively. Then at 13:42, JT Miller of the Rangers scored his seventh of the season, assisted by Rick Nash and Keith Yandel. Then at 15:44, the New York Rangers got another goal on the board when Chris Kreider scored his sixth of the season, which was unassisted. Then at 17:05, Dmitry Orlov was called for hooking, and on that power play at 18:03, Dan Boyle scored his fourth of the season from Ryan McDonagh and Matt Zuccarello. At the end of the first, the New York Rangers were leading 3-1, outshot the Washington Capitals 15-7, won 11 faceoffs to Capitals 10. Caps outhit the Rangers 10-6, and on the power play, the Caps did not have one, and the Rangers were 1-4-2. The overall analysis for that period was the period started off well for the Caps, but after scoring the first goal of the game, the Caps started to let the game slip from their grasp and gave up three unanswered goals by the Rangers. The Capitals made too many mistakes and took untimely penalties. They need to go into the second period and play their game and cut out all of the mistakes. And to start the second period, 53 seconds into the period, Oscar Lindberg of the Rangers was called for tripping, and then at 3:03, Tom Wilson was called for unsportsmanlike conduct. And then at 5:25, Evgeny Kuznetsov scored his 10th of the season, assisted by Dmitry Orlov and Justin Williams, their 8th and 13th of the season, respectively. Then at 7:01, TJ Oshie scored his 13th of the season, assisted by Nicholas Backstrom and Dmitry Orlov, their 19th and 9th of the season, respectively. Then at 8:33, Tom Wilson and Tanner Glass both got double minors for roughing. And then at 10:33, Chris Summers of the Rangers was called for tripping. On that power play at 11:03, Alex Ovechkin scored his 17th of the season from Marcus Johansson and Nicholas Backstrom, their 11th and 20th of the season, respectively. Then Michael Latta was called for hooking at 14:34. Oscar Lindberg was called for high sticking at 17:50. And on that power play, Justin Williams scored his 10th of the season from Marcus Johansson and Nicholas Backstrom, their 12th and 21st of the season, respectively, at 19 minutes in the second period. At the end of the second period, the Washington Capitals were up 5-3. Shots were even at 24 apiece. Rangers had 23 faceoff wins to the Caps 22. The Caps outhit the Rangers 19-8, and the power play for the Caps was 2-3, and the Rangers was 1-4. The analysis, the Capitals had a much better second period, scoring 4 unanswered goals, and 2 of which were on the power play. The Caps were very good at sticking to their game and creating power play opportunities. The Caps need to keep this pressure going and keep forcing the Rangers to make mistakes. And then going into the third, Ovechkin was called for hooking at 119. Then shorthanded, Jason Chimera scored his eighth goal of the season from Tom Wilson, which is his sixth assist at 226. And then at 436, Marcus Johansson scored his seventh goal of the season, assisted by Evgeny Kuznetsov, his 20th assist of the season. At the end of the game, the Washington Capitals won 7-3. Shots were not done correctly. It was 36 for the Rangers and 30 for the Capitals. Faceoffs were 35-30 for the Rangers. Hits were 24-15 for the Caps. And the power play was 2-for-3 for the Capitals and 1-for-5 for the Rangers. The third period lagged despite two more goals by the Caps, but at the same time, this was a good thing as the Caps showed, slowed the game and controlled the pace to preserve their 7-3 victory over their Metro Division rivals. And in that period, even though the Rangers had 12 shots to the Caps, 6 in the third, the Capitals were able to keep most of those shots outside and also blocked many others as well. And with that, we are going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to do the NWHL report. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey fans, and it is time to do the NWHL report, which is brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016 at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com. And going into the NWHL report, on 12/20, the Buffalo Buttes played the Boston Pride. Hillary Knight's league-leading eighth goal of the season gave the Boston Pride all the scoring punch they need in a 1-0 win over the Buffalo Buttes at the Bright Landry Center. Brittany Ott made 25 saves, recording the first shutout in NWHL history, while Buttes goaltender Brianne McLaughlin was spectacular in the loss, stopping 42 Pride shots. And then on 12/23, the National Women's Hockey League announced that Boston Pride forward Hillary Knight has been named Player of the Week. In a battle of the two NWHL All-Star captains, Knight scored the only goal in Boston's 1-0 victory over Buffalo. The tally, which came at the 9:52 mark of the second period, was assisted by fellow All-Stars Jordan Smelker and Casey Bellamy. Knight currently leads the league with 8 goals. Now, normally, once again, I would have Hillary Knight on, the Player of the Week, but due to outside obligations for a tournament that she's getting ready to play for Team USA on, she will not be part of it. Cheyenne D'Arcangelo, unfortunately, won't be able to come on because of prior commitments as well. With it being the holiday season, you know, yesterday being Christmas, New Year's Eve is upcoming, it's a little hard to try to get everyone together to do this in a timely manner because you have the holidays. So hopefully after New Year's, we'll be back on track. We'll have the Player of the Week on every week again, like we have been these past few weeks. And yeah, but we do have a special for you that came out on Wednesday or Thursday, and that was the NWHL special, which featured Jenny Scrivens talking about the Riveters' trip to Japan. So hop onto the archive, hop on Twitter, find that link, find the Facebook page, or go to the Facebook page, find the link, and then listen to that. That way you can get some of your NWHL fix, listen about the tour of Japan for the New York Riveters. Now, this had to be inserted late. There was some breaking news in the league on 12/24. The National Women's Hockey League announced the resignation of Connecticut Whale general manager Harry Rosenholtz. Rosenholtz joined the club in August and was responsible for the majority of the Whale's roster construction before the season. The search for a new general manager who handles both player personnel and business operations in a given market began immediately. George Spires will assume the role as on an interim basis. The Whale currently sits atop the NWHL at 8-0 at the time of this change. So one thing I would definitely ask is, what type of impact is this going to have on the Whale, knowing that their general manager has resigned and that they're looking for a new one, especially the fact that they're 8-0-0. One question I was hoping to ask Cheyenne D'Arcangelo is that, being how the team is 8-0-0, they're still the only undefeated team in the league, and they're going up against Boston, who's second in the league, would it be relieving to have a loss, or do they just want to keep on winning and hopefully go undefeated throughout the season? But unfortunately, I won't be able to ask. And then, of course, now with the general manager resigning, you know, that adds a little bit more questions that I would have loved to have asked. But hopefully soon I can ask these questions to a member of the Connecticut Whale when the time comes. And with that, we're going to go right into the standings. Standings for the NWHL is in first place, the Connecticut Whale at 8-0-0 with 14 points with plus 12 goal differential. Second place, Boston Pride at 6-3-0 with 12 points and plus 13 goal differential. In third place, the New York Riveters at 2-5-1 with 5 points and a negative 12 goal differential. And in fourth place, the Buffalo Buttes with a 1-6-2 record with 4 points and a negative 10 goal differential. And then what's on tap in the NWHL? You have, on December 27th at 3:30 p.m., the New York Riveters at the Buffalo Buttes at the Harbor Center. This will be the Riveters' first NWHL game since their road trip to Japan for their exhibition series with the Japanese national team. It will also be Ugly Sweater and Teddy Bear Toss promotion night at the game for the Buttes. And then on 12:27 at 4:30 p.m., the Boston Pride will take on the Connecticut Whale at the Chelsea Piers. For more information on the NWHL, visit them at nwhl.co or follow them on Twitter at nwhl_. And remember, if you want to hear about that trip to Japan that the New York Riveters had, I did have Jenny Scrivens on this past week for an NWHL special. I will repost a link for everyone on Twitter and on Facebook. And until then, we'll be right back from the break. Ladies and gentlemen, that next big convention is right around the corner, which is AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com today. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, and it's now time to break down the other game of the week for the Washington Capitals, which was on 12-21, the game against the Carolina Hurricanes in Carolina. For the Washington Capitals, the lineup was Alex Ovechkin with Nicklas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Marcus Johansson with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Schmier with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Brooks Like with Michael Latta and Andrei Burakovsky. Defensive pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorney, and Philip Grubauer starting in the net. In the first period, the game for the Caps started off with a penalty for interference on Carl Alsner at 3:39. Then at 15:52, Michael Latta scored his third of the season from Andrei Burakovsky and Dmitry Orlov, their 6th and 10th of the season, respectively. At the end of the first, Washington was up 1-0. Shots were 12-7 in favor of Carolina. Faceoffs were 7-4 in favor of Washington. Hits were 8-7 in favor of Carolina. On the power play, the Caps did not have any, whereas the Hurricanes were 0-1. Despite getting the only goal of the period, this was an okay period for the Caps. The Hurricanes dictated more of the pace and were more dangerous in the offensive zone than Caps were. The Caps need to pick up their pace and play against the Hurricanes the way they did against the Rangers in the second and third periods, even though this is a back-to-back and yes, fatigue can play a factor. Going into the second period, Eric Staal was called for hooking at 5:50. Then at 12:49, Jason Schmier scored his 9th of the season from John Carlson and Jay Beagle, their 21st and 6th respectively of the season. Then at 17:17, Jay Beagle was called for tripping, and then at 19:08, Jeff Skinner was called for interference. At the end of the second, the Caps were up 2-0 over Carolina. Shots were 18-15 in favor of Carolina. Faceoffs were 18-10 in favor of Washington. Hits were 16-14 in favor of the Hurricanes. And on the power play, the Caps were 0-1 with their 2nd in progress, and the Hurricanes were 0-2. And this was another slow-moving period, in my opinion, but also a better period, in my opinion, for the Caps. The Caps were able to dictate the pace more, get traffic to the front of the net, and were able to draw some penalties. If the Caps can open things up more in the third, then this game will be a win for the Capitals. And going into the third period, it was Chris Versteeg scoring his fifth goal of the season at 2:18, assisted by John Michael Lyles and Eric Staal. And then at 18:29, there was a bench minor on the Washington Capitals for too many men, which was kind of controversial because at the same time, the Hurricanes were also with too many men on the ice, but only the Capitals were tagged for that penalty. At the end of the game, the Capitals won 2-1. Shots were 32-21 in favor of Carolina. Faceoffs were 26-16 in favor of Washington. Hits were 24 apiece. And on the power play, the Caps were 0-2 to Carolina's 0-3. The analysis for this game overall, this was a hard-fought victory for the Caps. The Carolina Hurricanes threw everything at the Capitals this game and made the Caps earn this win. In the third period alone, the Hurricanes outshot the Capitals 13-6. The Canes also dictated most of this game as well, and for the most part gave it their all and forced the Capitals to fight and earn the win. This was definitely a big test for the Caps, especially the fact that it was a second game of a back-to-back, and it continued their winning streak, and it gave them the win to go into their four-game holiday break. And when we come back, we will be doing NHL news and notes.
Tilted Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey fans. It is now time for NHL news and notes. Starting with December 19th, Jamie Benn and Jason Spezza had 3 points apiece to power the Dallas Stars past the Montreal Canadiens 6-2 and became the first team to reach 50 points this season. Then on December 20th, Pittsburgh Penguins forward Sidney Crosby missed practice and is listed as day-to-day with a lower body injury. He would then go on to miss the game on Monday against the Columbus Blue Jackets. On 12-20, also rock and roll legend Paul McCartney was part of the capacity crowd at Madison Square Garden to watch the game between the New York Rangers and Washington Capitals. Also on 12-20, Jaromir Jagr scored his 732nd career goal to pass Marcel Dion for sole possession of fourth place in NHL history in the Florida Panthers' 5-4 shootout victory against the Vancouver Canucks. On December 21st, the NHL Three Stars of the Week for ending 12-20 were announced. In first was Semyon Varlamov, goalie of the Colorado Avalanche. Varlamov went 3-0-0 with a .67 goals against average and a .981 save percentage, and one shutout to help the Avalanche extend their winning streak to 5 games. And then the second star of the week was TJ Oshie, right winger of the Washington Capitals. Oshie paced the NHL with 5 goals and shared the league lead with 8 points as the Capitals won all 4 of their games to move in the first place overall in the NHL. Then in third was Miku Koivu, center of the Minnesota Wild. Koivu tied for first in the NHL with 8 points in 3 games to lift the Wild to a pair of wins. On 12-21, Boston Bruins forward Max Talbot has been suspended for 2 games without pay for interference against New Jersey Devils forward Jiří Tolusti during their game in Boston on Sunday, December 20th. Under the terms of CBA, and based on his average annual salary, Talbot will forfeit $19,354.84. And on 12-21, the Minnesota Wild has signed defenseman Jared Spurgeon to a 4-year, $20.75 million contract extension starting with the 2016-17 season. The Minnesota Wild, and also on 12-21, the Minnesota Wild unveiled the uniform that the Minnesota Wild and North Stars alumni team will wear for the 2016 NHL Stadium Series alumni game against the Chicago Blackhawks alumni. The vintage Minnesota North Stars home white uniform directly mimics the last version of the jersey adorned with the N-Star logo. Nostalgic green and yellow shadowed numbers and accent stripes will be a familiar sight back on Minnesota ice. The shoulders of the alumni jersey feature the North Stars and Wild logos linking together the alumni for both teams. And on 12-21, the Philadelphia Flyers scored 4 unanswered goals, including Evgeny Medvedev's first career game-winning goal with 3:13 remaining in regulation to defeat the St. Louis Blues 4-3 and improve to 8-2-2 in their past 12 games. On 12-22, Johnny Gaudreau scored his second hat trick this month to lead the Calgary Flames to their 10th consecutive home win, 4-1 against the Winnipeg Jets, matching a franchise record established November 7th through December 12, 2006. Gaudreau scored his third career hat trick exactly 1 year after his first career hat trick, which was achieved on December 22, 2014, against the Los Angeles Kings. And on 12-24, thanks to PK Subban, defenseman of the Montreal Canadiens, youngsters at the Children's Hospital of Montreal enjoyed a holiday treat they will never forget. Partnering with Air Canada Foundation, Subban, who has an atrium at the hospital named after him, transformed the space into a winter wonderland filled with gifts, face painting, magicians, cookies, and candy. And going at the road ahead for the Caps, on 12-26 at 7 p.m., they are hosting the Montreal Canadiens, who are 20-13-3 with 43 points and are currently on a skid while also heading into their matchup with the Boston Bruins at the Winter Classic. 7 p.m. on 12-28, the Capitals are at Buffalo, who are currently 14-16-4 with 32 points. And then on 12:30 at 7 p.m., they are at home hosting the Buffalo Sabres as the part of a home-and-home series. And then at 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve, they are at the Carolina Hurricanes once again, who are 13-16-5 with 31 points on the season so far. And with that, that was NHL News and Notes. Now we also have that announcement that I said we were going to announce. The Experience Hockey Talk and the Tilted Kilt Frederick is proud to announce a special event for the 2016 NHL Winter Classic. On Friday, January 1st, 2016, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, we will be having a viewing of the Winter Classic matchup between the Montreal Canadiens and the Boston Bruins at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, which will start at 1 p.m. Also, the Experience Hockey Talk will be recording live during the event, which will air later that night as a standalone special. We'll have numerous giveaways, mostly through raffle, for a few items, with all the proceeds, if we do the raffle, going to the Washington Capitals Charity Fund, Caps Care. We will have on hand a team-issued Washington Capitals jersey, some autographed hockey cards, and a few other items available for the raffle drawings and giveaways. Donations will be accepted if you choose not to enter the raffle drawings. More information on the raffle drawings will be available at the event, and for the giveaways also at the event, because we may do one, we may do both, or we may just do one. Also, the Tilted Kilt Frederick will be having specials throughout the event, like Sad Adams Boston Lagers for $3.50 each. More details on Tilted Kilt Frederick specials to be posted on Facebook and at the event. Please note that the time of the event and the time of the game are pending weather at Gillette Stadium. If anyone remembers last year, the NHL Winter Classic, which was held in New Washington, D.C., was delayed a half an hour due to the sun. Also, when the Caps did their first Winter Classic up in Pittsburgh, that was delayed until 8 p.m. due to the rain. So, with that, we have our first ever event in the Experience Hockey Talk, where we are going to be recording live at an event, which will be the Winter Classic. I personally am excited. We've been working out when we can do some of these specials, and this is, I believe, the best time to be doing it, because it's hockey. It's going to be a fun game to watch, and I'll be doing like pretty much what I do for Caps game breakdowns. I'll be breaking down the game. I'll be doing a little preview before, then I'll be recording after each period, and then after the game, I'll be doing a full breakdown of my thoughts on the game, and who knows who might be coming on as well. You never know who shows up to the event. So with that, I'm Michael Lindenbaum. This has been the Experience Hockey Talk. You can follow on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk and on Twitter at Experience Hockey. And we have been brought to you by the Tilted Kilt Frederick, the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls. For more on Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And with that, until then, I will see you at the Tilted Kilt Frederick on Friday, January 1st for the NHL Winter Classic.